Sarah Jessica Parker, Julia Roberts, Bette Davis, Joan Crawford, Katharine Hepburn, Goldie Hawn, Winona Ryder, Russell Crowe, all of these people have something in common. Besides being amazing and famous, they're all knitters. Knitting has been an outlet for therapy, artistic expression, a fun hobby, and a chance to make something by hand for that very special someone in your life. Over the centuries, knitting has remained the simple process of looping yarn to make fabrics that can become just about anything, from warm scarves to your child's favorite stuffed animal. June 11th through the 18th has been a celebration of fiber arts through worldwide Knit in Public. This is the sixth year for this international event. It began as a way for knitters to get together and enjoy each other's company. Here in Chattanooga, it has already been celebrated in several ways. There was an event at the library last Saturday, and I spent some time at Three Black Sheep, a yarn shop on Signal Mountain. Several people were seated around a table knitting, crocheting, laughing, and getting to know each other.
Hi, I'm Jenny Tucker.
Okay, and how long have you been knitting?
A little over a year.
Now, this is Worldwide Knit in Public Day. So you came to a yarn shop to knit. Do you come here often?
I'm here a couple times a week, like hanging out with the girls.
Do you knit in public often?
I knit any chance I can.
Arnie Hegestad.
Okay, now Arnie, you knit a lot, don't you?
I do.
What's your favorite thing to knit?
My favorite thing is socks. They're nice and portable and fun little projects to do.
How long have you been knitting?
I've been knitting about 3 years.
You work in a yarn shop. I bet that just about does wonders for your budget.
Yeah, it's a constant battle not to be our best customer.
What does Worldwide Knit in Public mean to you?
It's a nice excuse to get together with people and knit in large groups and have a good time. It's a lot of fun.
Arnie and Nancy work at the yarn shop. Most employees at yarn shops across the country do more than just sell knitting needles and yarn. They teach classes, advise customers, and can be counted on to help figure out that odd stitch or pattern that a knitter may be having trouble with.
Nancy Hall,
what does Worldwide Knit in Public mean to you?
I think just to let people bring it out in front of everyone and let people know that people are knitting, and there's all different kinds of people knitting, men, women, young, old. And for me, it's a form of meditation, and I think that lowers your blood pressure. There's a lot of great healthy things about knitting.
Hi, my name's Carolyn Boatner.
How long have you been knitting?
About 20 years.
What does the Worldwide Knit in Public Day mean to you?
I think it brings to the public forefront an art that is resurging and is a beautiful therapeutic use of fiber.
This is Worldwide Knit in Public Day. It is a time to celebrate fiber arts for knitting, crocheting, spinning, and weaving. And here in Chattanooga, a group of knitters are getting together in Coolidge Park. Kay Hansen is one of those fabulous ladies who does a lot of knitting for charity. I've had her in here in the past talking about knitting for charity, and today she's here to talk about Knit in Public. Hello, Kay.
Hello, Rabbit.
What is your involvement with Knit in Public Day?
Letting people know about it. I guess you could say I've sort of organized it, even though it's not organized. It's just a group of knitters who are going to show up anytime between 11 and 4 and sit and knit, enjoy the sunshine, I hope. It's not going to rain. And being together and maybe meeting new people who enjoy the craft and, in some cases, the art. We will be making 8-inch squares that will be sewn together to create an afghan that we can donate to charity.
You don't have to work on that project. You can bring your own knitting and crochet work.
You can bring your own, and it doesn't even have to be knit or crochet. Needlepoint uses yarn, just like knitting and crocheting do. And other forms of embroidery are certainly welcome. Crewel also uses yarn. So any kind of fiber art, because that's what we're promoting, is interest in, some people call them the home arts, because they were the crafts that women were expected to learn as young women, and the schools all taught embroidery and knitting, and crocheting didn't develop until, I guess, about 150 years ago. But people were women especially were expected to be able to make things that kept their families warm and made their homes beautiful. I did read in a book by Lee Merriweather, not the movie star, but this was a young man who toured Europe on his own in the late 1800s. He was walking through Greece, and he saw a man up on a hill, a shepherd, and the shepherd was standing knitting. And this was a man. So, you know, this is not just for women. This is for everybody. And anybody who wants to come and join us is welcome. Bring your own project. The 8-inch square is a good project if you want to use up some old yarn or pieces of yarn that are left over, because the squares don't have to be uniform in color. Anybody who wants to come and just look is also welcome. We'll be glad to teach if you want to learn, and we will have some extra yarn and some knitting needles that you can learn with.
If you plan to knit in public at Coolidge Park Saturday the 18th, bring your lawn chairs and your projects. If you have an interest in learning to knit or crochet, there will be plenty of people willing to show you how.
You don't have to be young to learn to knit. There are plenty of people who've learned knitting and crocheting when they were in their 60s and in their 70s. So don't be intimidated because this is something that you didn't learn as a young person. As a volunteer during WUTC's fundraisers, I've noticed that a lot of us come in with yarn projects. Usually it's knitting, but sometimes it's crochet, to pass the time in between phone calls. And so all of you who volunteer at WUTC for the fundraising drive, please come out on Saturday the 18th and help support this worldwide project to promote knitting.
If you won't have a chance to stop by Coolidge Park for Knit in Public Day Saturday, there is another chance to get together with area knitters at the Lookouts game June 23rd. The event is called Stitch and Pitch, and there should be plenty of people in the stands knitting while they enjoy the ball game. Visit our blog at wutc.org for more details. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.